After months of rumors, it wasn't a surprise to many, but the official announcement came today that Colorado's Vail Resorts intends to buy Stowe Mountain Resort. The price tag, $50 million. As VPR's Amy Noyes explains, if the sale goes through, Stowe will become Vail's first property on the East Coast.
With many New England schools on vacation, President's Week is a busy time on the slopes at Vermont ski resorts. But Vail's announcement that it intends to buy Stowe has industry officials busy off the snow as well. Blaise Carrig is senior advisor to the Mountain Division at Vail Resorts. He says Stowe is a good fit for the company, and he doesn't anticipate big changes.
We see Stowe as the premium resort brand in the East, and we feel it's a really great fit into our resort network, and it's like really the perfect Eastern resort to kind of be a part of our grouping.
Carrig says lift ticket prices aren't likely to change much for day visitors. However, season pass holders will see big savings. For less than half the cost of a Stowe season pass, Vail offers a multi-mountain pass good at most of its dozen resorts.
One of the bigger changes will be the introduction of our Epic Pass in the marketplace, which will give people who have that pass at Stowe an opportunity to ski our other resorts throughout the world, actually.
Carrig says it will take a few months for the sale to go through, and any changes won't be put in place until next season. He also says Vail is committed to retaining most of Stowe's year-round employees. Stowe is currently owned by the Mount Mansfield Company, a subsidiary of the insurance company AIG. Ownership by AIG and its predecessors goes back 75 years. Vail plans to purchase the mountain operations, while the Mount Mansfield Company retains other properties, such as the luxury Stowe Mountain Lodge, the private Stowe Mountain Club, and Stowe Country Club. Parker Reilly is president of the Vermont Ski Areas Association. He calls that split a win-win.
So you've got Vail taking the ski area operations to the next level. Meanwhile, the bed-based development at Spruce can be expanded and developed and improved upon in a way that's not a headache for Vail, doesn't take away from their resources or attention to the operation of the mountain itself.
The proposed sale is subject to administrative review by the state of Vermont because much of the resort's terrain is on leased state forest. That has lawmakers like Stowe Representative Heidi Sherman involved.
We want to make sure our state government is partners with these businesses that are so important to our community and the state.
Sherman says she's excited about the sale and thinks it will be good for Stowe.
What they do bring is a really world-class resort operations to Stowe, and it'll bump us up to a level that we haven't been, I think, even though we are arguably, in my view, you know, the best place in the East, and I think Vail Resorts, you know, recognize that by coming here.
Stowe Mountain Resort confirmed the news, but declined to comment further. For VPR News, I'm Amy Noyes.